You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, in association with eMiami, is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Mr. Ronnie Lindsay, the co-owner and head trainer at Da Factory, a CrossFit training facility located in Doral, Florida. He is also the co-founder of the Pantheon Games. Mr. Lindsay, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell me, what inspired you to open Da Factory?
It trickles down to many years back, training on my own. I've always had a passion for helping others achieve their goals, especially with wellness. Back when I was in college, I helped several of my friends train for the specific sport that they were trying to play at a collegiate level. From there on out, I started helping close friends also with their weight issues, nutrition, things of that nature. And little by little over time, it just trickled down to a point where friends used to ask me to train them all together, so I ended up basically starting a boot camp at a local park. That kind of grew fairly well. I did that as a hobby, really. And then a couple of years after that, basically ended up partnering up with an old friend of mine and decided to open up the factory training facility.
What advice do you give to entrepreneurs that are listening in, especially here, who say, or typically the response is, they're just too busy to work out?
At the end of the day, if you have a passion for something, you hold that very dear to you, and that is what drives you and motivates you. At the end of the day, you have to do whatever it takes to get it done. At times, it might seem very risky or that it's not possible. If there's a will, there's a way. So you just got to stick with it. Make sure that you give it 110% every day, and just don't back down from it. You know, once you put that foot in, make sure you continue going forward and make all that progress, because the more and more that you place yourself in that position, you're one step closer to actually doing what you love. You know, the saying goes, the day that you do what you love or you live your passion is the last day you work. And that's the way I see it. And that's how I basically, run things here. And that's what I back up.
So when they do say that they're just too busy to work out on the business front, or anybody that says they're just too busy to work out, what do you say to that response?
If I did it, anyone can do it. My old job, I was a structural engineer for over 10 years. So all this fitness realm that I was involved with was always a hobby. So once it got to a point where I had the opportunity to make it my actual living, it was tough. I was working with a salary, my old job and my old company. So it wasn't a 9-to-5 job. It was get the work done. So some days, were 12, 14 hours long. And after that, it was basically meeting up with my business partner and basically starting up the company from scratch. So, again, as long as you have the dedication, the drive, and the passion for it, you have to understand that there's going to be sacrifices involved with it. So there's no such thing as excuse of, I don't have time for it. Hey, if you're going to lose a couple of more hours of sleep, if you have to save up a little bit more money, that's what it takes. That is part of the sacrifice. At the end of the day, it's going to pay off, and really that's where you really can take a step back and fully enjoy the whole journey, and it makes it so much more of your own at the end of the day.
And my response to that would be, anyone does anything they want to and always has time for what they want to do. So that's, you hit it right on the head. Now, what is the Pantheon Games about, and what inspired you, or what was the inspiration behind that?
The Pantheon Games is basically a combination of a few things. It is a CrossFit competition being held here locally in Miami, Florida. It's a two-day event. And basically, we've incorporated the CrossFit competition aspect along with a trade show. So we're basically bringing all these companies that are in the CrossFit community or are trying to come into the CrossFit community to provide their services. We're facilitating that with the Pantheon Games. The Pantheon Games came about because, for one, I'm very competitive and always have been in different array of sports all my life. Bruno Garcia, the other co-founder of the Pantheon Games as well. And basically, we wanted to put something together that really separated from all the other events as to what a CrossFit competition is supposed to be like, and even more so, what the community overall is supposed to experience through it, which is why we did the part of the trade show, getting all these companies involved, bringing them down, having them be part of the Pantheon Games. We're also helping out Push America. It's a national organization. It's a philanthropy. They basically raise awareness for people with disabilities. We incorporate that also into the Pantheon Games. So it's a little bit of everything. It's to give back to our community, to put on host a great event, and basically allow others, and especially people that don't understand what CrossFit is, to be able to go watch and see what it's about. Why is it such a craze? Why is it that people say it works? What's so motivating about it, you know? And at the end of the day, what is it that can separate this event from many others, that at the end of the day, the spectator, the athlete, the volunteers, they can all look back and say, wow, that was a great event, and I can't wait for the next one next year.
We are joined by Mr. Ronnie Lindsay, the co-owner and head trainer at DeFactory, a CrossFit training facility located in Doral, Florida. He is also the co-founder of the Pantheon Games. He's joined us here today here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio in association with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Lindsay, what are you hoping that the participants and guests take away from this event?
From the athlete side, it's basically the overall experience. That for one, they enjoy the weekend. Many times when you compete, you're a little bit stressed out from just the mere fact that you are competing, but sometimes you don't know when you're competing, what to expect. Maybe the conditions not favorable. We've basically have taken all that and removed it out of the equation to allow the competitor to get a great experience out of it. The MAC, which is the Miami Airport Convention Center, that's where it's being held over the two-day span. It's a 172,000 square foot facility. It's fully air conditioned. We basically have already formatted all the heats, so each athlete is going to know exactly when they're competing, how to set up for it, and so forth. We've even basically gotten a group of judges that have had to have passed an online test that we put together to make sure that the quality of the judging is also very different than what usually other local competitions might have. And a lot of times the judging part does play a big role. So we removed that out of the equation as best as possible by doing that much. And from the spectator side, just understanding that CrossFit can be for anyone. Maybe you might be a little bit scared of trying out yourself, but going to an event like this, you're going to have so much more things being offered to you there as a spectator than strictly just a CrossFit competition. We have the best and biggest companies from around the nation coming down, from athletic gear, equipment, accessories, supplements and nutrition, different types of services that these companies offer for fitness and so forth. They're all going to be there. We're also going to have an entertainment zone where families can interact with their kids. There's going to be a bounce house. There's going to be a photo booth area to people, you know, record and document that they were there and so forth, and take pictures with others. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And at the end of the day, it's just the experience that anyone can take and basically look back and say that this was a great event. As a spectator, I enjoyed it. I was amazed at what these people can do with their bodies and with these weights. And also that the brands that are all there being presented are great brands, great products, great quality, and that from there on out, you know, they'll look at things a little bit different.
Pretty cool. Now, do you plan on taking the Pantheon Games to other cities? Has that been in the mix of your future plans?
Right now, we're strictly focused here in Miami. this is the first year of this event, and it has so far turned out amazing based on the response from the community. We've had registrants from all over the world, actually. We've had people from Central America coming, from Europe are coming, all over the States. We'll also be in attendance from the Caribbean islands as well. So right now our main focus is to continue working and making this event even greater for next year, offering even more services for the following year, things of like seminars and whatnot that all these companies and vendors that are going to be there can offer as well. So maybe, you know, CrossFit might not be your thing, but if you're into nutrition, you know, maybe there's a seminar being held at this hour where you can go and basically learn something new, educate yourself, and take something from the event.
It is very impressive, without a question. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you and also to get more information online about your services, the factory, and more about the Pantheon Games?
Sure. Our website for our training facility is www.thefactory.com. And there you basically can find all the information in regards to all the different programs that we offer. One of them is CrossFit. We also do personal training. We do team performance. So there's a combination of CrossFit football with Combine 360 training, where we've trained previous collegiate athletes in football, rugby, soccer, and so forth. Our pricing, memberships, everything else is on there. In regards to the Pantheon, basically the site is www.thepantheongames.com. There you find information in regards to the events, the dates, which is October 2021st of this month, the location, which is the MAC, the pricing for spectator tickets, registering information, vendors, the hotel, just in case you're coming out of town. All the information can be found on there.
Very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them be more healthy or fit?
The main thing and the idea and what I always follow and instill on my staff and my members is you need to understand that whatever it is that you do now is going to reflect in the future. So it is your time and your responsibility now to take care of yourself. Down the line, if you don't exercise, if you don't eat properly and healthy and so forth, basically you might suffer the consequences. And once you're in that position, you might be looking back then to now and say, you know, I wish I could have done this or I should have done that. Why put yourself in such a position and have such regret when you can do something about it now? So a lot of times people are like, oh, well, you know, working out is too expensive or eating healthy is too expensive. The way I see it is you need to invest in yourself. You need to invest yourself in your health now. It's going to be a lot cheaper than down the line having to pay all the hospital bills, doctor bills, prescriptions that you might have to go on. Plus, you're extending your life. I mean, you're going to live a healthy lifestyle. Why not? You know, but it's on you at the end of the day. If you want it, just like everything else, you'll get it done. If, you know, you're so-so about it, you're not going to put 100% effort. You're going to start great, but then you're going to deviate from that and not look back. You got to make sure you understand that the time is now. It's not later.
Good advice. We've been speaking with Mr. Ronnie Lindsay, the co-owner and head trainer at The Factory, a CrossFit training facility located in Doral, Florida. He is also the co-founder of the Pantheon Games. And the websites of reference is thefactory.com as well as thepantheongames.com. Mr. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio in association with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.